Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hi, mate. James, you okay?
All right, James.
You all right, pal? I've got Elizabeth Campbell on the line. She's not on the list, but she is. It's in a caseworker welcome call status. You've tried to ring her. You've not got through to her. She's on the line.
Have you checked her?
Yeah, it's ready to rock and roll, mate. POA's fine. ID's fine.
Well, now, send her through, pal.
And APPP. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Speaking to Michael at MMA League. Are you okay?
Yeah. Okay,
fine. Thank you for taking the time to speak to me today. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with you about your case?
Yeah. That's fine, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Elizabeth, all of our calls were recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My role, Elizabeth, is to go out and gather the evidence for you, whether that be social services, educational authorities, and the like. This call today isn't so much about your time in care. It's more to do with how your time in care has had an effect and the trauma you faced as a child has had an effect on you into your adult life.
Yeah.
Stuff like an evidence, if you like, for the likes of, being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues you've had. And I can then obviously then write to, GPs, NHS, any sort of rehabilitation centres and gather that evidence for you so I can submit that to the Scottish Redress. There's a picture of not only your time in care, but obviously because of care as well. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic. So I am going to ask you some tough questions, Elizabeth, and I do apologise profusely in advance. I am sorry. Do you or have you been ever been diagnosed with depression or anxiety?
No. I said go to a psychological therapist.
Sorry.
I went to psychological therapy.
Okay.
I've worked everything out. That's
it. Yes, better, yeah. Psychological therapy. Where was the referral for that? Did you get a referral for your GP or?
It was Future Pathways that came out.
Future Pathways? And whereabouts is that?
I'm not sure. It was in Three Corridors.
In where, sorry?
It was Three Corridors.
Three Corridors? Oh, okay.
I was going to send you all the details when I get on. I'm on my phone.
Through the care setting. Okay. Okay. Have you ever suffered with any sort of alcohol or substance abuse?
No, that's sometimes an alcohol, but not anything major anymore.
Okay.
I've not had any help with it, but I used to just find out that years ago.
Okay. And I've got one really tough one to ask you, Elizabeth. I am sorry for having to ask this one. Have you ever tried to take your own life?
No.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay. Okay. So I need to write to this Pathways. Where do you think, what area would that be in?
I'm not 100% sure. I need to look it up on my phone. You can find it on your phone, on the internet, Future Pathways.
Tell you what, give me 2 seconds then. So it's Future Pathways, isn't it? 2 seconds.
Do you want my phone open? I can't reach it.
Would that have been in Hamilton? Where would it?
No, it's Glasgow, I think. that somewhere near vegetarian and stuff. Yeah. So.
Okay. Okay, so I've got it here, so I'll write Future Pathways.
It was Mike Redgrave, but now I've got another worker, if he's left, he's retired, but Mike Redgrave.
Okay, and that is, it's like it's a medical, isn't it? Roughly what date was you in Future Pathways?
No, I wasn't. I was in court. It was in court here, so I was 9.
Okay.
So this is, when they come out, this is to try and get the help, obviously.
Yeah.
That's how I mean, try and contact them.
1981 would have been. Okay.
1974 it was.
1984?
1974. I was in quarters and then I left in 1981.
Yeah, 81, I put you down here as, yeah. Okay, I'll write to Future Pathways and I'll see what information I can gather. I'll also write to the Education and Authority and Social Services Department for Quarriers Home. Oh,
yeah.
Quarriers Home, yes. When I get that information, Elizabeth, do you want me to share it with you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I've just come back in now because I can answer. That's the same.
It's okay, I'll be really, really quick and really good. So what I'll do is, when I get your care set and information back, I'll send you copies of everything, so we'll run through it together.
Yeah.
Make sure you're happy with everything, so we haven't missed anything else.
Yeah.
And then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish media.
Yeah.
We then get what's called a panel date, with a panel of individuals. We'll hopefully be able to then get you some recognition and financial compensation. Elizabeth, I do need to run back through our fees with you before we start this. So I'll only 2 minutes. So just to let you know, Elizabeth, you can actually apply to the Scottish Visa yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms that will help you apply to the Scottish Visa and won't charge you any fees. They do this because they get paid directly from the Scottish Government, £2,000 per client, whether that client win, loses or draw. As part of the government legal fee scheme, I can't tell you how them law firms work and what they would do and what they, more importantly, what they don't do for you. What I can tell you, Elizabeth, is that we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself on a no fee contract in which your fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. You'll never pay us more than that.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
All right.
Yes. Do you understand those three options, Elizabeth?
The what?
Do you understand those three options I've given you?
Yes, I do.
You still have to continue?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Just to let you know, Elizabeth, you have 14 day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. That means you can change your mind up until day 14. Rip up any paperwork you have with us and walk away. Or if you're unaware of 14-day cooling off period, they can restart it from today.
Yes.
Alternatively, if you're happy with our fees, happy with our process, you have to
Wait
the 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case. But that's up to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you happy to wait the 14-day cooling off period?
I think so, yeah. I think just get it over and done with it.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'll let you go because you sound really busy.
Okay, thank you.
I'll write you within the next 2 weeks.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.